Slight dip at the pump. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The AAA reports gas prices average $4.98 a gallon nationwide, down from yesterday, but only by a penny. U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart blames the administration.
And that's what they made that very clear. No more fossil fuels. We're going to move this complete transition to renewables. And then they sent this message to Wall Street, which was basically, you need to start debanking any investment in the oil and gas and in the refining industry.
Stewart claims the administration is sending mixed messages to Americans by urging oil companies to lower prices while at the same time pushing for green energy expansion. A plunge in Bitcoin has investors concerned.
Bitcoin dropping below $20,000 on Saturday. That fall marking the first time that Bitcoin has been that low since the fall of 2020, a likely sign that a sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. Bitcoin's value dropping about 70% since hitting an all-time high of $69,000. A recent spate of crypto meltdowns erasing tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and sparking more calls to regulate the industry. Stablecoin Terra imploded last month, erasing tens of billions of dollars in a matter of hours.
Fox's Paul Stevens. A Philadelphia firefighter was killed in a building collapse early this morning. Fox 29 Philadelphia's Marcus Espinoza reports.
Firefighters here were able to control the fire in about 15 minutes, so the fire was out at that point. Fire marshals and other inspectors showed up. They were inside the building. That's when tragedy struck. Firefighter officials believe that the roof is what collapsed. Four Philadelphia fire officials were trapped inside of that building initially.
The dead firefighter was a 27-year veteran of the department. Those rescued, four fellow firefighters and a city inspector, were taken to a hospital. The firefighters are in stable condition. The inspector treated and released. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A birthday phone call from Vladimir Putin to China's president raises eyebrows at the Pentagon. Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon has more.
Putin called the Chinese leader to mark his 69th birthday as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley were meeting 49 nations at NATO headquarters seeking weapons for Ukraine. China has claimed to be neutral but has yet to criticize Russia's invasion. This week's phone call made a mockery of that so-called neutrality, according to State Department spokesman Ned Price.
China is still choosing to stand by Russia.
China launched its third modern aircraft carrier, their most advanced to date, to much fanfare, named for the province closest to Taiwan. China's foreign ministry spokesman mocked the U.S. suggestion that those who don't condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine are on the wrong side of history. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
The White House says Florida parents will be able to get COVID vaccines for their young children. Fox's Gerald Halpern with more from the White House.
Florida is the only state not to place advanced orders for COVID vaccine doses for children under 5 years old, a decision the Biden administration has criticized. Still, doctors and health clinics in the state can order shots from the federal government. But White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says some clinics could be at a disadvantage to other states. Florida's health department says an online portal for doctors to order vaccines has always been available, and providers can do so once an emergency use authorization has been issued. Pediatric COVID shots have been authorized by the FDA. A final okay from the CDC is expected soon. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Severe floods that have ravaged northeastern India and Bangladesh have killed at least 18 people. Transportation links have been severed and millions of homes are underwater. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.